Hey everybody, Nova Lane here. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're tackling screen addiction head-on and reclaiming our lives from those pesky little devices. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nova, it's easy for you to say your phone looks like a dusty relic from the early 2000s. And okay, maybe my flip phone does have charm, but seriously, we all struggle with this. Ever feel like your phone has its own gravitational pull after dinner? Like, bam, suddenly it's 1 a.m. and you've scrolled through more cat videos than is humanly possible. You know that feeling when you're trying to wind down, but instead, you're doom-scrolling or getting sucked into the vortex of social media comparison. Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can break free. And today, we're diving deep into those nighttime phone cravings. Why do they happen? How can we stop them? And more importantly, how can we replace that screen time with something actually fulfilling and relaxing? Alright, let's get into it. Here are 5 key strategies to help you conquer those late night phone urges. 1. Rule number 1. Out of sight, out of mind. This might seem obvious, but seriously, physically removing your phone from your bedroom is a game changer. Think about it, every notification, every buzz, acts as a mini wake-up call for your brain. It's basically like having your own personal alarm clock programmed to go off at random intervals throughout the night. Not cool. So, put that phone in another room, on charge, or even better, use those old-school bedside alarms that don't involve staring at screen. Duh. Evening ritual magic. Create a wind-down routine. We all need rituals to signal our brains that it's time to chill out and prepare for sleep. Think of it like training your internal clock. Maybe that means taking a warm bath, reading a physical book, yes, those still exist. Journaling, or listening to calming music. Find what works for you and make it a consistent part of your evening routine. 3. The power of distraction. Of backup plans. You know those moments when you feel the urge to just grab your phone? Have some alternative activities ready to go. Think about hobbies you enjoy: drawing, knitting, puzzles, anything that requires your focus and keeps your hands busy. It's like having a mental shield against those tempting notifications. 4. Tame those apps. Limit notifications. Seriously, most of those pings and buzzes aren't emergencies. Turn off non-essential notifications or at least put them on Do Not Disturb mode after a certain hour. You don't need to be alerted every time someone likes your latest Instagram post unless it's from a celebrity crush, okay, maybe that one. 5. Mindfulness matters. Become aware of your triggers. Think about the situations or emotions that usually lead you to reach for your phone at night. Are you feeling bored? Anxious? Lonely? Once you identify those triggers, you can start to develop healthier coping mechanisms. Now, let me tell you a quick story that perfectly illustrates this. Remember my friend Sarah, who was constantly glued to her phone at night? She'd say she just wanted to check one last thing, but before you knew it, it was 3 a.m. and she'd barely slept. We talked about all these strategies. I mentioned she put her phone in another room, started journaling before bed, and discovered a love for online knitting forums. Now, she sleeps like a baby and makes pretty awesome scarves. So remember, breaking free from those late-night phone cravings is possible. It takes conscious effort and consistency, but the rewards are huge. Better sleep, reduced stress, more time for things you actually enjoy. You've got this. Alright, my amazing listeners, that's it for today's episode on conquering those nighttime phone cravings. Remember, reclaiming your evening starts with taking small steps and being kind to yourself along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with late-night phone use? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's have a conversation and support each other on this journey. And don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain for more tips, tricks, and real talk about navigating the digital world in a healthy way. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.